And good morning. I'm Pat Feltball. This is WBFO's Press Pass. And as usual, my guest is the Buffalo Niagara Film Commissioner, Tim Clark. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Pat. It's great to be with you again this beautiful January morning.
Yes, lovely, lovely days we're having. But hey, that's what we get in Western New York.
That is. It is true.
I have a question dealing with how you viewed 2014 for the Film Commission's business this year.
Well, we had a really active year, a lot of filming. We had one movie, probably the biggest one of the year, was a film called Emily, which was this independent movie that was shot mostly out in Clarence and then also in the city of Buffalo and, you know, in a couple of places in between. And that was written by a Tonawanda native, Rich Herbeck, whose dad, many might recognize the name, his dad works for the Buffalo News. He's a reporter at the Buffalo News, Dan Herbeck.
Mm-hmm.
So Rich had this great movie and insisted that it be shot in Buffalo, and thankfully it did get shot in Buffalo. So that was a really, really big get for us. And then we also had The Alcoholist, which was this Italian movie. It was a foreign film, and that was shot primarily out in East Aurora, Knox Farms. And, oh, man, we just had a lot of activity. Red Bull was in town shooting a thing up at the Lockport Lock. So it was kind of this extreme wakeboarding segment that hit social media. So, I mean, it really was a very active year. And you know, I'm missing a whole lot of other things in between, but it was just very, very busy.
Now, these are some of the things that you told me you can't tell me about when I ask you about them at the time. Am I right?
Yeah, it's weird because most of these companies that come in, the filmmakers and even commercial productions, really request very strongly that we keep everything very, very confidential and, you know, very, very secretive, because, you know, they just feel it it slows them down and interrupts filming. I got to tell you, Emily, that movie was in town for almost 2 months, 1 month of principal shooting and about a month or a little more than that probably in sort of the pre-production stages. And not a whole lot of people realized they were here. And we're doing some kind of high-profile things, an abduction scene out in Clarence, a car crash in downtown Buffalo. And luckily, you know, we kind of hid beneath the radar without too much notice.
I think that's very interesting that we're talking about the exposition business, but yet we keep the exposition secret until
exactly. And that's always the challenge. You know, we get these calls and we pick people up at airports and whisk them around very discreetly, and it's a kind of a challenge sometimes, depending on the, you know, the profile of that person. But it's kind of strange. It's a strange business, that's for sure.
Well, it's interesting that, you know, you're doing so well, but yet in a way we can't talk about it until after the fact, and people don't know that this is going on until it's gone on, and kind of a shame in that way.
Well, it goes back to the filmmakers. In the case of the Italian film, The Alcoholist, you know, the whole film team came in from Rome, and again, they shot up in Niagara Falls, they shot out in East Aurora, and they shot, you know, a little bit in Buffalo, and again, their whole concept, too, was to, you know, not draw any attention to what they were doing. They didn't want any press, or they didn't want people gawking, or anything like that, and they had some kind of high-profile actors, you know, in Italy, that probably wouldn't be recognized around here. But, you know, still to them, it was important to remain below the radar.
Well, Tim, we're out of time this morning. I want to thank you for joining us. My guest is Tim Clark, the Buffalo Niagara Film Commissioner. Tim, we'll catch you next month.
Yeah, it's a great pleasure to always be on your show, Pat, and thank you again. We'll see you next month.
All right, I'm Pat Feltball. This is WBFO's Press Pass.